Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Radio, where you go to learn how to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness will follow. I'm Heather Wagenhals, your hostess and guide through the murky money waters unto the promised land of financial salvation, where we have financial freedom, health, wellness. It's wonderful. Please come over to this side. I am in such a good mood today because it is our sixth key in our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series as we are trucking along for Hope for the Best, Plan for the Worst on today's episode. And in that key, we are going to talk about identifying financial fears. Well, not just financial fears, but fears that we have that concern us that have financial ramifications. And most of what we're afraid of is fear of the unknown. And what we're going to learn how to do today on the in the keys section is how to identify our fears and overcome them while they're not happening to us, so we have a greater chance of establishing better mental health and wellness when it comes to making financial choices. So that's what we're going to be up to on today's episode. In addition, I have a great guest for you today. My friend and business associate, Rex Powers, is going to be joining us today and talking about identity theft and how identity theft can kill us, literally. As in, not be alive anymore. So we're going to talk about all that on today's show. We're rolling into the holidays, and we have had some interesting political issues unfolding. And depending on what side of the fence you fell on politically, there are ramifications of this past election. But I wanted to touch on that for just a moment. And it doesn't matter what side of the fence you sit on, whether you're happy your guy won or you're unhappy your guy didn't win. In either case, what's important is that we keep our focus on our microeconomy, the one that we can control, and that is the one in our wallet. We can control what happens to us financially to the best of our abilities. And it doesn't matter who's in the White House or who's in your local mayoral office. It doesn't matter if you have a strategy and a proven technique for managing your money and your personal finances. That's all you need to be successful at money management. It doesn't matter who's in the White House, because you can control your own destiny. And I wanted to focus on that just a little bit this morning as we go forward into this next presidential cycle. So I'm very excited, and we'll talk about that in a bit. But first, I think we have our guest on the line. I'm struggling with the keyboard. And the there we go. Looks like everything is good to go. So today I want to talk about identity theft, and I have been thinking more and more about this, the more stories I hear. I happen to be a certified identity theft risk management specialist, which means I go into organizations and show them where they're failing to protect their employees' identifications and their specific financial records, so they don't have breaches. It's one of the things that I do. And I also work with individuals who have been victims of identity theft, helping them to recover what they've lost and to help shortcut some of the negative impacts of identity theft, like lost time on the job. It's difficult to sit on the phone for on hold for hours, and so I can facilitate that for my clients. But the bigger growing concern that I want to talk to our guest about is medical identity theft, and a lot of people don't know about that. And my friend Rex Powers has safeguardyouridentity.com, which is an emerging new website that helps you with management of your identity and secure items. So let's welcome Rex to the broadcast.
Welcome to the show, Rex.
Hi, Heather. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited to have you on today because we're seeing more and more information in the news about identity theft. And people just, you know, they hear it, but unless it's happened to them, they can't embrace it, understand it. How big is it? Can you relate the magnitude of identity theft to us as individuals?
Well, the problem with identity theft is growing daily. The cost has almost become so large to the American public that it's just about become a number that's hard to even measure, but it is measured in the billions of dollars. And it's estimated that there are somewhere between 15 and 20 million people that have been impacted, 3 to 5 million people a year that are having their identity stolen on a regular basis. And the impact of that actually exceeds just the pure dollar cost because they're faced with challenges in terms of credit restoration. In some cases, medical identity theft is one of the fastest areas of identity theft right now. And that actually exceeds the financial impact because it also affects your ability to get health care and in some cases can actually be life-threatening because you can actually go into a hospital or a doctor and have the wrong medications prescribed or in some cases not be capable of having any services. And that could be a disaster situation in a emergency situation, of course.
How much time does an individual have to invest once this happens to them?
According to the FTC, the average identity theft person in this country over the way, and this was a report that was put out 3 or 4 years ago, and I don't think that the numbers have changed a lot, but the average identity theft victim will spend between 300 and 600 hours compiling all the data they need to try to get their credit and their identity restored correctly. And that, again, that can become a very expensive proposition because of the cost of lost wages. They have to interface with lawyers, credit bureaus, retailers, vendors, and in some cases, police departments and law enforcement agencies. So it can be a long, arduous process.
What is the likelihood of it being somebody you know?
Highly likely. In fact, a high percentage, in excess of 50% of all identity theft cases that are actually reported are in fact somebody that you know or a member of your family. So it's very likely. Credit theft, identity theft, normally is going to start with something really simple like a credit card, somebody, you know, getting a credit card, and then in a lot of cases they're going to have, you know, a copy of a driver's license or some sort of secondary identification. And it would just sort of be sensible that would be somebody who would have access to a purse, a wallet, somebody that you would not worry about. Normally in the case of somebody that's in your house on a day-to-day basis. So it's a very incestuous crime.
It's an unfortunate one, too. I remember when I was doing mortgages actively and this mother and son came in to buy a home and the son was, you know, had a big income and it was one of his first credit experiences and wanted to help out and be a contributor and take care of his mother, and they were just trying to buy a modest property. And for a kid that was just applying for credit, had almost a 20-year credit history. From the day he was born, his father was using his social to get credit.
Yeah.
Not paying it off.
Yeah, the problem with credit theft today is that the folks that are sensitive to being willing and active thieves in this area of criminal activity, they've started to figure out ways to manipulate the system to identify the most opportune victims, if you will. And a lot of the times that's going to be young children. You're going to see kids that are, you know, 4 or 5 years old. Their parents go out and get them a Social Security number. And sometimes it is a parent, and that's certainly an unfortunate situation. But on the other hand, this is where identity theft and medical record identity theft kind of cross over, because a lot of birth records are public. And if you have an opportunity, or if you're a criminal and you're focusing on that crime as an area of activity, and you've got access to medical records, a lot of times medical records, including those of children, are going to contain the Social Security number. And if you can get that, that tends to be kind of a holy grail for identity thieves. You can just destroy a young child's credit. And the thing is that kid is never going to realize what's happening to him until he gets to be 17 or 18 years old, maybe goes out for his first major credit purchase, or he's getting ready to leave high school and he's applying for college grants or trying to get into a college, and all of a sudden something shows up. You know, there was a case reported just here in the last year or two. It was on the internet about a 17-year-old, 18-year-old boy who went to make a purchase and found out that he had been chased down for years on a houseboat purchase that would have happened when he was 5 years old. And
big spender.
Yeah, never paid for it. So his credit, and it took him, his credit was destroyed, and it took him 3 years to get this mess straightened out. So. And again, I guess
Uncle Sam's probably not real forgiving about that, issuing a new social in that case. Because aren't Social Security numbers assigned, like, right away now? Like, before, you waited for whatever to occur before you went and took your kid down. But now, don't you have to do it right when they're born? Get them on the government radar so they can keep track of all them children.
Yeah, they want to start tracking us as soon as possible, and again, that can be a benefit. It's one of the nice things about living in this country is, you know, access to all the public services that we pay for, but it also can be a threat if you don't know how to manage your personal identity security. So that's where I think consumers need to be paying attention to the issue of identity theft and understanding how to protect their identity, and then if they're victims, understanding how to get into restoration.
Well, let's talk about that after the break. We're going to hear a few words from our sponsors who are listening to Rex Powers on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and we'll be right back after this.
Part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X for Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K-Free Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there totally!
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Rex Powers on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And before the break, we were talking about some scary instances with regard to children being targeted for identity theft. What do you see as other challenges regarding identity theft?
Well, Heather, in today's market, one of the biggest concerns for most Americans and most consumers today is healthcare, and healthcare is a concern because of the cost associated with it. So, medical identity theft has really become one of the fastest areas of identity fraud, and it's an area that can create disastrous results. You can end up with the wrong medical history. You can go into a hospital and with the wrong blood type. You can have the wrong allergy medicines prescribed to you. Other things that can happen that can literally be deadly for you. So while identity theft is a rule, it's something that you can recover from, medical identity theft can actually be life-threatening. And it's become a really serious problem. The FTC last year reported that there were 19,000, over to almost 20,000 cases just in a three-month period. So about one in every four reports right now that are coming in on identity theft, according to the Federal Trade Commission, are aligned with medical identity fraud of some sort. And it's become a really serious problem, and it's also a very expensive problem. And it's a problem that not only drives up concerns to the consumers on a personal level, but then on a broader scale, it is something that impacts healthcare cost. And again, as I said, that's a serious problem in this country right now when you look at healthcare reform issues as a whole.
And, you know, when you hear identity theft, you think of people going out, and I loved that one commercial series that they had done a few years back where the guy was, like, riding on a lawnmower, mowing his front lawn, but he had this female voice talking about all this shopping and stuff. And so when we think about identity theft, we think about people going crazy and partying on our dime, but we don't think about the ramifications that people – you know, commit fraud to receive health care benefits, something that you would think that, you know, why would you, just because, you know, the health care access is not as difficult as it might seem.
Now, health care access is actually readily available. That's why it's such a wide open space for thieves. And you've also, I mean, it's such a big area that you've got organized theft rings that actually will set up fake clinics so they can file bogus claims. And then they're using stolen information that they are buying on the black market to process those claims. So it's a very structured, because healthcare is a billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar industry, it's a very, very structured criminal process. It's not like somebody walking into your home, you know, and somebody that you know coming along and getting a credit card and, you know, creating a financial dilemma for you that you can fix, right, you know, pretty quickly and easily if you've got access to the right remedies. But in this case, you're talking about a very organized, structured criminal activity that can, again, not only cost you a lot of money, but potentially be life-threatening for you or somebody in your family. And it's not something that the average consumer gets too terribly concerned about, because most of us are sensitized to trusting our doctors. So we don't think about the fact that we can walk into a medical facility and be a victim of identity theft in any way.
Now, how does somebody walk in and get medical treatment with a valid health care card that someone else has been using? And how do they get prescribed the wrong medicines? And how does that happen?
Well, they don't necessarily get prescribed the wrong medicines. And if you have, you know, generally when you walk into a, depending on the level of knowledge and awareness that a medical facility is going to have and what kind of procedures and protocols they're going to have in place, it may be as simple as saying that, you know, fill out this form, and you fill out that form. And then historically, the only thing that a medical service provider is going to ask for is your insurance card. So if you have an insurance card, and unless they're double-checking identity and making sure that you are who you say you are, or they have a system in place that alerts them that there's been a medical fraud or an identity fraud associated with that person, then, you know, generally speaking, you're going to be able to slip through the cracks with that. And so you're not going to get necessarily, the thief isn't the person that's going to end up having the problem, because they're going to be able to use your identity to create billing for fake or inflated treatment claims. They're going to be able to use your identity to buy prescription drugs. They're going to be able to use your identity to basically get free treatment because they don't have the health coverage. That's why they're using the identity that they've stolen. But if they can sign into a hospital or a clinic using your identity and your policy to receive those medical benefits, your medical records are going to be altered. The victim's records are going to be changed. That's when the healthcare problem becomes much more intense and concerning for the victim of the identity theft. Because now you go in for a treatment later on, and with electronic medical records today, all that data has been interchanged. So your records have been updated based on somebody else's medical profile. That's where all of a sudden, you know, you change from a O positive to an A positive blood type, or you've changed in the profile of having an allergy that may require specialized medication that you don't need, and in fact that you may be have a resistance to in some way, shape, or form. So it's not just a matter of the financial implications of what happens when somebody steals your identity and uses it for medical identity fraud. It's the long-term effect of how that affects the victim's medical records in the future. So it's really critical. Now, then the good news is there's lots of ways that consumers can fight back on this.
But yeah, that was my next question. How does one protect themselves against something so elusive?
Well, they need to be, most of us are not fully aware of the, most of us don't really, consumers out here are not fully aware of the benefit coverage they have on healthcare. They generally are looking at a deductible or just what's on the insurance card. So I think it's important that you understand your benefit coverage. You know, it's a good idea to get a yearly statement from your insurer listing all the benefits that were paid out on your policy during a previous, you know, in fact, some families may want to do this a couple of times a year. Today, some healthcare providers and insurers will let you have information access online. So you want to check it regularly for any kind of irregularities. The sooner you can catch medical identity theft, the better it's going to be for you, and also the less of a mess you're going to have to clean up. You want to get, you know, if you think you've been a victim of medical ID fraud, you need to get a copy of all your records from your doctor, your hospital, pharmacy's lab, so that you'll have proof, the proof that you're going to need about your actual medical history, and use it so that you can prove the fraud. And then I think lastly, check your credit reports, you know, with the three major credit reporting agencies, you know, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. You know, consumers can do that once a year for free at annualcreditreport.com. So you need to look for billings that are out of place. And again, the sooner you can catch it, the easier it's going to be to clean that mess up. But most importantly, if you do catch it, you need to correct those false medical records immediately. And again, it's not just because of the financial implications. Because if you've got false medical records, especially if you're in a family environment where your records are all linked as children, you obviously want to make sure that all those reports are accurate and up to date for everybody.
Right. So now, isn't there also like some sort of like a fourth credit reporting thing, but just for your medical stuff? Isn't there a medical information bureau or something like that?
There is a medical.
Insurance
companies are starting to create. There is a database strictly for medical records. I do not know if that's something that consumers can subscribe to. I would think that would be something that the insurance companies should allow the consumers to have access to sooner than later, but healthcare records, because of HIPAA and the privacy laws, healthcare records is a rule. Even it's crazy to say this, but even thieves still have some privacy rights. So,
who would have figured that?
Yeah, so it really gets into this whole issue of saying, well, if you've got medical records, who's going to have access to them? You know, today, as you probably know personally, if you walk into a doctor's office, one of the first documents they hand you is your Medical Records Privacy Act issues.
Right.
You know, documents, so you can release those records, and the doctor's going to be able to share them. So it's
so what can an individual do to protect themselves? I mean, does identity theft protection actually have a value in the medical realm?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I mean, in today's market, a number of the products that are on the market, including SafeguardYourIdentity.com, which is a new service that we've just recently brought into the market, but we do provide monitoring of medical records. So there is a solution that allows you to stay current and be notified if there's any changes to your medical profile, similar to what you would see on your standard credit profile.
Okay. So what other protections can I receive from SafeguardYourIdentity.com?
Well, you've got standard, obviously you're going to have standard ID monitoring. You're going to have medical identity restoration. You know, we're going to walk you through a complete, with our services, we offer a step-by-step program with a restoration specialist. You have identity recovery and restoration in terms of, you know, the assisting identity theft victims during the restoration process. So we have with our new services, we have a 24/7 response capability. And then we still provide kind of some of the standard things that are out there, lost wallet. So if you lose your billfold, you know, if you've got all your credit cards and all your documents that are in your billfold on a day-to-day basis registered, it's kind of a one-stop shop. You can make one call, and then we ensure that all those credit cards are canceled immediately and reissued. But we've also started to add internet surveillance in terms of looking for any activities that are, you know, malicious or scamming or fraudulent sites that are kind of getting into where your name is being used. Businesses found businesses in the United States are finding that 40% have suffered some sort of a security breach as the result of employees accidentally or intentionally browsing through websites that host malware. And so we're providing internet surveillance, and then we've also started to move aggressively into things like data security and data activity and cyber activity, where we're making sure that individuals and that the consumers aren't compromised, because there's so much sensitive information today that flows across the internet. And the other area that's becoming such a targeted area is mobile technology. I mean, today, most of us use our smartphones in the same way that, 5 or 10 years ago we used our laptop computers. So our smartphones today contain a tremendous amount of personal security data, and unless you really understand how to set up that phone with the right kind of security measures and then consistently be sensitive to the fact that you need to change passwords, don't store confidential information like your social security number and credit card numbers and electronic files on your smartphone, because if that phone is not protected, there's very sophisticated crooks and thieves out here who literally have billion-dollar enterprises stealing that data. And you never know when it's going to get stolen, which is one of the reasons why identity theft usually doesn't become apparent until it's after the fact. So
if folks want to learn more, because this is a tremendous amount of information, if folks want to learn more about identity theft and what Safeguard Your Identity can do, where can people go?
You can go to www.safeguardyouridentity.com.
Awesome. Now, for those of you who are driving around without a pencil, never fear. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is here, where you can visit Rex's show page for today's episode and find linky links to all of the good resources that Rex has available for you. But please stay tuned for more Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio and the Keys to Riches coming up right after this.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. One thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now! for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And thanks so much for Rex Powers joining us on today's episode talking about identity theft. And we are now in our Keys to Riches segment. And for those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the broadcast. We are so glad you chose to be a part of our day. And the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. It also has specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, building wealth and happiness holistically while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do that one key at a time, one week at a time here on unlockyourwealthradio.com. And we are in our sixth key for this season, which is hope for the best and plan for the worst. And you probably heard that a million times. Hope for the best, plan for the worst, and maybe we take it to heart or maybe not. But there's a point and a value to that, and specifically it's because what we don't know actually can hurt us, but not in the sense that we think. And I say that because it's the way the brain works. We do not rise to the occasion. We default to our training. And given that, when we get engrossed in a situation that we're currently fearing, and it pops up, once we get engrossed in the emotion part of the event, we can't access that prefrontal cortex, that rational, logical way of thinking. It's impossible because we have this big chemical dump of hormones that redirects blood flow and electricity to our extremities so we can fight or flee. So when we get into that survival mode because of whatever fear we have had, it just became realized, we cannot possibly get back on track and be able to be effective in dealing with that. So what we need to do is identify what it is that we're afraid of. So most of the time, what we really fear is the fear of the unknown. And as a result, that stops us short most of the time because we feel like, well, we don't know how to handle something. And because we don't have divine and immaculate intervention giving us the knowledge that we need right when we need it, we behave in a certain fashion. And even though we're not consciously thinking about it, subconsciously that fear is dominating what's going on. So I'd like to give you an example real quick of what it could be when you think about why it's important to go through this process. And how many of you have a fire escape route planned for you and your family, and how often do you practice it? That's the question. So if you're sitting there saying, well, I don't have a fire escape route, I mean, I would just guess everybody would get out of their bedrooms okay, and we'd make it to safety. Or let's just take this current disaster that we're experiencing with all of the flooding. Some people didn't get out of their homes. The water was rising, and they were either paralyzed with fear or were in denial that there was an emergency going on and that they were anticipating the floods receding before it became dangerous, and so many people drowned in their own homes. It's so unfortunate. And so we know why not, because it takes time, it seems dumb, you're too busy for it, you assume everybody's smart enough to get out. But the reason why we should practice is specifically the way the brain is set up. And it's because it's going to divert blood flow and electrical chemical responses to your extremities in survival mode. And when a fear is realized, you go into that survival mode, and so you fight, you flee, or you freeze. And you can only reference the area of your brain that has been pre-programmed and has become routine. That's why you should have your escape route planned out, so you can manage it in a quick fashion and do it without thinking. That is why we need to have a financial fire escape route planned for ourselves. So what we are going to do is learn how to address our fears, identify those things that lurk in the background, and get that plan B set up so we can focus completely on plan A and our subconscious doesn't try to divert ourselves. You're listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be right back after this.
For several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95. at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and we are in our sixth key for our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series. Before the break, we were talking about why we need to go through this key, hope for the best, plan for the worst. And it's because of our brains. You know, I've been saying, especially a lot more lately, the further I go in all this brain research, that our brains are set up to fail when it comes to long-term financial planning. And because of that, because of the way the brain works, and it is the greatest supercomputer of the entire universe, no question, hands down, What we don't know is how to operate it for optimum performance. And that's our biggest challenge, because even though we have invented all of this technology and we can be instantly gratified with a text message or a download, I mean, we are so lightning fast, but our brains were built for the man 10,000 years ago. And so what we need to do with all of this brain research is, now that we're finding out exactly how the brain works and what it does and how it does it, now with that information we can learn how to take that information and apply it to our lives to get the best out of our brain. It's almost like we're tricking our brain, if you think about it in some plain terms. We're tricking our brain. We're using Jedi mind tricks on our own selves. But it's just simply, once we understand how the brain works, then we can program it effectively, because, you know, it's like a computer, or I kind of think of it as like a library, if you will, and you have to understand how the Dewey Decimal System works to go retrieve information and put new information in there and how things get connected. So why this is important is because in an emergency situation, we fail to respond rationally if we can't control our physiology. And once we get emotionally engaged, it's game over unless we calm down. And the problem with, you know, we talk about, and I've had clients say, well, wait a minute, Heather, now you're telling me to focus on my problems and my fears and what I don't want, and I thought you said that I need to be focusing on what it is that I do want to make it come to fruition. And that is true. And this is going to facilitate us focusing on what it is that we truly desire, our plan A. Because what happens is, even though we're not consciously thinking about our problems or our fears, consciously we can only manage, you know, 7 to 9 pieces of information plus or minus 2 at any given time consciously. But our subconscious, that fabulous supercomputer that it is, can manage 4 billion bits of information a second. So even though we are not consciously paying attention to things or consciously taking things in, subconsciously we are. So just because on the surface you're having to think about dropping the spouse off to work, dropping the dry cleaning off, taking the kids to school, getting the dog to doggy daycare, and then focusing on that report you got to do, right now you don't have time to consciously think about your fears and financial challenges, but subconsciously you still are. And so what we need to do is identify what's ruminating in there and create the plan, because mostly our fears are concerned with the unknown, and all we have to do to address and confront a fear is to make it known. And once we make it known, we can handle it, we can address it, we can deal with it. So some things that might be what you're afraid of, and you haven't thought about it because you're like, no, it's my worst fear. Maybe you losing your job, or your spouse or significant other losing your job. Maybe you've already got 4 mouths to feed, and now we have an unexpected pregnancy. Perhaps one of your parents or partner's parents have a health issue, and that now they're going to require some care as they become indigent. Perhaps all of a sudden you find out you have a special needs child that's going to require an inordinate amount of care, money, or both. Maybe you have an injury or an accident that keeps you from working. Or, heaven forbid, the worst happens and you have the death of an income-producing spouse. Maybe you're involved in a lawsuit that requires a lot of your time, attention, and money. Perhaps you have a financial issue that occurs that is outside the scope of any insurance policy you may have to cover it. These are all things that will affect our dreams with deadlines that we did in week 3. And while we have been able to manage our emotions, as we learned last week, and take emotion out of the picture for the most part with our spending, there are circumstances beyond our control that happen to us that we have to deal with. We can control so much, specifically our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions. Outside of that, we only have influence. And then there are these crazy twists of fate that happen that just just happen. We still think about it subconsciously, even though we're not thinking about it consciously. So what we have to do is prepare ourselves for this. So what you'll be doing in your homework this week is taking a look at these fears. We want to generate a list of fears, real, perceived. Don't judge them. Just write them down. Get every single thing you're afraid of, even if it's spiders or roaches. Just let's get all of our fears written down, because in some way, shape, or form, we might have an issue with one of them. Let's say you get bitten by a poisonous spider. That happened to me, and in a very awkward spot, no less, because I left my pants outside. I was doing yard work, and I didn't want to come in, and I knew I was going to do more yard work the next day, so I just left my pants outside. Well, a fabulous furry little friend called a brown recluse managed to work his way into my pants and bit me in my groin, and I wound up like not being able to use my leg. I lost all kind of muscle control. Like, he totally hit a nerve. He was right there by the lymph node, but it was in my groin. And I could have gotten sicker, but I wasn't able to walk around. I wasn't able to do things. My job requires me to be ambulatory, upright, moving. That's a problem, you know, especially if I don't have health insurance to go to the doctor to get it remedied. You know, so all of these things, any fear we have could actually have a financial ramification. So we need to just list them all. Don't judge them, just purge. Dump it all out, throw them all up on a piece of paper, or two, or five, however many it takes. And then what we're going to do, while we are not emotionally engaged in that situation, like having to make the decision of, okay, I've got an unexpected pregnancy, or I've got the care of an indigent parent, and you know, my brother makes more money than I do, but I have more time, and I don't know how we're going to make this work with the indigent parent, or which one of us, we both are income earners and we have to take care of our child, which one of us is going to have to give up their job or reduce their hours or take a different job in order to accommodate the health issues of our child. When you're emotionally engaged in that event, again, you can't be rational or reasonable. You're only going to be able to make judgments based on your emotional response to whatever the stimulus is. So this is why we want to sit down and think things out. It's so important. This is a good time to start thinking about your estate planning as well, you know, because in knowledge is power, not knowing is power, it's one of those five areas of concern. So this is an opportune time to go through those five areas of concern and see where we are, what we have covered, what we have thought about, and what we haven't, because those are the things that are going to cause problems. Financial problems, relationship problems, marital problems, you name it, it's a problem when we don't have a plan in place. And like it or not, subconsciously, we're dwelling on it. And, you know, we can push it out of our conscious mind and avoid it. But remember, love and hate walk the same street hand in hand. The true opposite of love is indifference. And if you're choosing not to address something, it's going to still be there. What we resist persists. So we have to focus on these fears. We have to confront our fears. And not only confront them and say, hey, I know you're something I'm scared of, but what we need to do is create a well-thought-out, rational plan to overcome those issues. And that's the focus and the crux of today's key, is to identify what it is that could happen to us. And we want to play out every if scenario like it's a when scenario while we're not emotionally engaged. Because when we get emotionally engaged, and if it's his spouse or his parent or her parent, and that's your family and your people need to take care of that, you get hung up in this emotion when the protectionism goes in and we hit survival mode, and then nobody wins. So that's why it's so important to do it while we're calm and to maintain our physiology. If something catastrophic does happen before we have a chance to think it through, what we need to do is control our physiology. We need to make sure that we're not having a hormone dump, we're not slipping into that rage or retreat mode, that we take deep breaths, that we calm our minds, that we make lists, and we try to stick to the facts as closely as we possibly can and try to separate the emotional engagement and think of the situation as if it's happening to someone else and you're advising them and you want to give your best friend the best advice possible. And so you want to be as logical and rational and reasonable as possible. And in order to do that, you have to maintain your physiology to get into that third brain. Because no physiology, no third brain. So it's super important that we focus on this. Now, once we focus on all of this, we can identify and rank the likelihood of any of these things happening. Well, Alzheimer's runs in my family, you say. So the likelihood of something happening to my mom or my dad or my husband's mom or my husband's dad, the likelihood of that happening is going to be high. So that needs to go up the list. And what would be our plan of attack? If you have siblings, you need to spread the wealth. You don't have to take the burden yourself. And when would be the best time to talk about it? When they're not emotionally engaged in the event either. Then you can have a successful and productive conversation and together create a strategy for your family that works for everyone. If one person can take time off of a job, maybe the other one can contribute in cash and help out with some of the expenses. We can't work these things out when we get so emotional and protectionist, because when we're in survival mode, it ain't about anybody else but us. That's the key. That's why we need to do this. And it's a phenomenal opportunity for you to figure this out. Now, the third thing, after you write all your fears down and identify the likelihood of something happening to them, then we want to rehearse the scenarios. An emergency fire escape plan is no good unless you create the muscle memory for it. Why? Because that's all we can access in our brain when we're in survival mode. So we have to make it a routine. So just like you practice climbing out the window and throwing down the ladder, you know, the little rope ladder to get to the first floor, so too you need to rehearse how these scenarios are going to play out once you construct the plan. You need to practice the plan and rehearse it. Know what you're going to say to your siblings. Know what you're going to say to your parents. Know what you're going to say to your significant other or whomever you have to enjoin in this plan. Start planning now. Start practicing those things now. So if and when the time comes, it's not an unknown that will overwhelm you. You will be ready to go. That's why the military practice shooting all the time. That's why our police officers go to the range regularly to practice shooting their guns. So it's automatic when they're engaged in a conflict. So that's what we have to focus on with this week's key. That's it for the key. Our key statement is, when I remain optimistic about my financial future, I am keenly aware that a catastrophic event may occur to me or my family that could materially alter my financial picture, so I must be prepared for the unknown. Our key affirmation is, I am prepared for any financial situation that life may throw at me. Our key commitment for this week is, I commit to planning for alternative scenarios that may challenge me or my family. And we're going to do that this weekend. Our key action item is to sit down with yourself, your significant other, or anybody else that would be directly affected by these fears coming to reality, and list all of those worst possible case scenarios, rank them, create the plan, and practice the plan. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am so thrilled that you stopped by. You have been listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio at unlockyourwealthradio.com, where you go to learn how to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness will follow. I'm Heather Wagenhals saying thanks so much for joining us today. Be sure to capture the rest of our resources we have for you and your family at unlockyourwealthradio.com. Now go out and make it a prosperous day.